European and Ukrainian leaders obviously very unhappy with the Trump administration's plan to negotiate bilaterally with Russia on ending the war without input from Brussels or Kyiv. As Trump is clearly looking to end U.S. financing for Ukraine's war effort, Kyiv has been pushing the idea of using frozen Russian assets to replace that funding. Roughly $300 billion worth of securities and cash have been frozen in the European asset clearinghouse Euroclear following Russia's 2022 invasion, most of those assets belonging to Russia's central bank. Some $50 billion in profits and interest from that capital have already been seized and funneled to Ukraine in the form of loans. The U.S. and the U.K. had previously suggested seizing the entire pile outright. That idea, though, faced resistance at the time from European economic powers, notably France and Germany, who feared that it would set a dangerous precedent that could eventually destabilize the euro currency. In the current context, though, EU leaders appear increasingly open to the idea. Here's Finland's president this weekend.
The first phase is the pre-negotiation. And this is the moment when we need to rearm Ukraine and put maximum pressure on Russia, which means sanctions, which means frozen assets, so that Ukraine begins these negotiations from a position of strength.